Coming up next Tuesday, June 7th, from 6 to 8 p.m., CHALT, the Chapel Hill Alliance for a Livable Town, is going to be hosting a public forum called Nurturing High Technology Businesses in Chapel Hill. We've been talking about this for quite a while. It's been a big subject of discussion in Chapel Hill. How do we keep high-tech businesses here in Chapel Hill, especially those that come out of UNC, the incubators that grow up, get too big, and then move out of town? How do we keep them here? 6 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, June 7th, at Extraordinary Ventures on Elliott Road. There's going to be a number of panelists, and it's all going to be moderated by Rudy Giuliano, who joins us here in the studio. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Aaron. I think you did a great job of summarizing the nature of the forum. I think some of the background here is most people feel that Chapel Hill is overly reliant on residential property taxes. Commercial development provides a good alternative to that, but many people probably would not want big box stores or polluting factories in Chapel Hill. So high-tech businesses, I think, provide a very good alternative. They provide good jobs, and they also usually have a pretty good ratio of tax revenue to the services that are required. As you alluded to, however, Chapel Hill doesn't retain a lot of the high-tech businesses that are generated at UNC or recruit businesses from other places. Just to give people a little bit of insight into how this happens, there's lots of exciting science and technology at UNC or other major universities. When some of that technology reaches the point of commercialization, the faculty members or other people involved will often start a small company. Initially, that company will go into so-called incubator space on campus. Some of those companies make it, some of them don't. The ones that make it and start to attract more revenue outgrow the incubator and then often go off to commercial laboratory office space. And that's usually in Durham or Apex or Morrisville
RTP,
or out of state,
yeah.
RTP. It's not here in Chapel Hill.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the purpose of this forum is to sort of explore the issue of whether Chapel Hill can do a better job of retaining such businesses and whether indeed that's a good idea for the town. So I think we'll put together a very interesting panel. Michelle Bolas is one of the speakers, is associated with the Vice Chancellor for Innovation and Entrepreneurship at Chapel Hill, at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. And she's going to be talking about the university's plans to increase incubator space on campus and other potential commercial ramifications. Then we've got two scientist entrepreneurs who've taken very different directions with their company. Natalia Mitten is president of HealthSpan DX. This is a small company that spun out of UNC but then elected to go to commercial laboratory space out in the park. And Jude Smolski is a very distinguished investigator. He's the head of the UNC Gene Therapy Center. He's been involved in starting several companies, but there's one that he's currently involved with called NanoCore that has elected to remain within Chapel Hill. So we're going to be hearing from those folks as different perspectives as to what are the pluses and minuses of a high-tech business staying in Chapel Hill. Other university towns have done a better job of recruiting and retaining high-tech businesses. For example, both Ann Arbor, Michigan, and Boulder, Colorado, towns that are somewhat similar to Chapel Hill, seem to have done a better job than we have. So a couple of the CHALT people, David Schwartz and Fred Lampe, will review some material about what has been done in these other towns.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we'll have an interesting discussion. Maybe some good ideas will come out of that that can then be further developed, perhaps forwarded to town council or to other leaders in the community, and perhaps put us on a different course in terms of developing high-technology businesses.
So all of those different people are going to be presenting. There will be about 30 minutes of Q&A, free and open to everyone, right?
Right. It's free and open to everyone. Welcome. Anybody who's interested, we're happy to have you there. And we're interested in ideas from the audience, and hopefully we'll come to some interesting conclusions.
And speaking with Rudy Giuliano, who's going to be moderating this forum, what's your background? What brings you to the
So I'm a biomedical scientist, long-term faculty faculty member at the University of North Carolina Medical School and School of Pharmacy. Over the years, I've been involved in a few biotech startups myself, but I guess my role here is mainly as an interested citizen moderating the forum.
So we're kind of in a weird place with this debate because it's everyone in Chapel Hill, or most everyone seems to be on board with let's get more commercial space in here. And we've actually approved quite a bit. There's more than a million square feet that's approved. It's just waiting to be built. So what is the state of the debate right now? On a certain level, this debate is going to be different in a couple of years when we've got the commercial space and the place is open for businesses to move in. So what can we talk about now?
Well, I guess there are a couple of things. One thing is, you know, there are different kinds of high-tech businesses. And I think you have to distinguish between sort of dry and wet businesses. So in other words, biotechnology is wet. You need lab space for it. Information technology is dry. You need an office and a computer.
Okay.
I think a lot of what's being built now might be very suitable for IT businesses, probably less suitable for biotechnology businesses. So that's a real question. Do we want to address both arms of high technology, or do you really want to emphasize sort of the dry form, the information technology-oriented form? My background's in biotech, so when I found people for this forum, I tended to emphasize biotech, but that's not to to downplay at all the importance of information technology as an economic driver. So I think that's one of the issues. You know, should there be more wet lab space in Chapel Hill? Is the space that's being built suitable for IT-oriented industries? You know, and what are, I think an important thing is, you know, what is the pull that pulls businesses away from Chapel Hill to research? Is it simply economics? Is it simply the cost of space? Are there other factors involved? You know, is this really a good idea for Chapel Hill? Do we really want a lot of high-tech businesses in town? There are lots of pluses. There can also be minuses to high-tech development.
I'm interested in the difference between dry and wet space. I've never heard that before. What is I didn't think I would get up when I got up this morning. I didn't think I would ask this question, but what is it that makes a wet space wet? What's the infrastructure that has to be in
place? In my business, I was working in the lab this morning, so I was fooling around with pipettes and test tubes and cells and things of that sort. So you need, to do that sort of thing, you need special facilities, and you need also a special regulatory environment as well, because if you're working with chemicals, if you're working with cells, it's different from working with electrons.
Does it need to be zoned a certain way?
It might need to be zoned a certain way, or certainly it needs a inspections environment that is understanding of that type of technology. So there are some issues there.
All right. Speaking again with Rudy Giuliano of UNC, is going to be moderating this panel. Chapel Hill Alliance for a Livable Town is hosting it at Extraordinary Ventures on South Elliott Road, right across from Whole Foods. Next week, Tuesday, June 7th, 6 to 8 p.m., nurturing high-tech businesses in Chapel Hill. Before we let you go, anything else that people need to know? Where can people find out more information?
Well, you can go to the CHALT website and find out some information from there. There was a little article about this in the Chapel Hill News on last weekend. So those are two other potential sources.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for joining us. We'll see
you
Tuesday.
Thank you.